This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The video game industry may be young, but it's driven by the rapid rise of internet access and ownership of devices. The market is actually expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate at about 30% between 2015 and 2018. This is the fastest growth of any geographical region. Today, the region video games market represents approximately about 4% of global consumption, and the numbers are projected to climb rapidly in the next 5 years. With this, Level Up KL 2016 is happening, Southeast Asia's premier gaming conference. It's organized by MDAC, and we have Hasnul Hadi Samsudin, the Director of Creative Content and Technology for MDAC, to talk to us about the current scene here in Malaysia. Hasnul, Level Up KL 2016 happening on the 5th till the 9th of November, and this isn't the first time Level Up KL is happening, right?
Good afternoon, Jeff. We had Level Up 2015 last year, and the reason why it came about is that we work with a global game accelerator called Game Founders Asia. And what they wanted to do is, after they accelerated the companies in Malaysia after 3 months, was to have a demo day. So to put them in front of investors, publishers, and the likes, and have them present and pitch their ideas and their games. So we wanted to make an event around it. And what happened was that small event of a demo day became a regional games conference. And why now we're pushing it for 2016 is because we had really, really great support and also interest from all parties, from publishers, from game developers, and also the Malaysian game industry and regional game industry. So we had at that time, we targeted around maybe 200 participants. It overshot to 400 participants, right? And we were just mind blown, because I think what was lacking actually in this region and even in Malaysia is a very specific and very focused conference specifically on game development and the game development industry. Mm-hmm. So this was for us a great testament to what we're trying to do. And now for Level Up 2016, we hope we can do a lot more better.
So before, we talked about Level Up 2016 and what has changed throughout the year since the previous Level Up in terms of the Malaysian gaming scene. Like, have we grown really that fast?
Yeah, that's a great question. When actually MDEC, the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, started to actually push the mandate of building the games industry, our ambition to become a regional games hub, and that started back in the year 2014. And there are things that, specific strategies that we wanted to push forward in terms of building that hub. And we realized that things we needed to do is to look into investors to come in, game development companies, our own local companies investing into games, and also into looking into areas of capability development, capacity development, and working with schools, and also bringing sort of the know-how for our small indie companies to grow. So with that, we've seen that with Game Founders coming in, it allows us and our indie companies to understand how to become proper game companies, proper game startups that actually do business very well. Mm. We had a lot of indie game developers where they were just focused on, hey, I wanted to make the best game, I want to show you my best game design, but they never thought, what happens next? What happens after I release the game? Or do I even get to release my game? So these are the things that was never in their headspace. And now what we're trying to do is facilitate those things to happen with our companies so that they can actually have the next sort of opportunity to create the next game and grow a business out of it.
So Level Up 2016, it's happening very soon, starting on the 5th of November. What's different this time around then?
Ah, great. So let me just go through what we're having within Level Up 2016. Out of those, between the 5th and the 9th, the first 2 days between the 5th and the 6th is a 36-hour Southeast Asia game jam.
A game jam?
A game jam.
All right, describe to me what a game jam is.
Okay, so if you've heard of hackathons before?
Yeah.
So now it's more focused towards games. So we have game programmers, game artists, game designers sitting together, all sweaty, together in one area. Now, you're going to make sure it's a nice We're actually doing it at MakeSpace this time, yeah, at the Quill. We've done it before with Media Prima for the Agent Ali. But again, Media Prima is coming in again. Mm. They're coming in as sponsors and giving out ideas or what games that they want to see. And the idea is that these guys who are going to game jam and come up with these little games that their prototypes are coming out could be later on become invested by Media Prima.
Mm. So for those who don't quite understand it, hackathon, so it's basically just a bunch of people sit down and it's like a pressure cooker. You have to sort of create something at the end of the time limit.
Yeah. 36 hours, you know, there's no sleep. There's pizza on the side. There's, you know, Red Bull on one side.
This is your typical garage startup kind of environment you're putting them in.
And you know, I don't know, we're going to put some DJ music and stuff, but, you know, they're going to come up with designs, you know, sort of the gameplay. They're going to figure out, you know, the art side, you know, the creating characters. And then then they're going to get programmers to put it all together so that after that, somebody can actually play it on a mobile phone or on a PC.
Wow.
And they have to do it in 36 hours.
Now, one question, though. Do we have enough talent that you can actually do an event like this and ask people to actually come in and, you know, put, you know, X amount of people in one room and create games within 36 hours? Is there enough of Malaysians to do this kind of stuff?
Great question. And to date, we've already gotten our target. We have 100 game developers, and not just from Malaysia. From 20% of it are actually from outside of Malaysia. We have from Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Poland, even Russia, all coming down, and even Iran coming down for the game jam. I think they just see it as a way to get this regional thing going, and possibly later on could flourish into something bigger than this.
And what's happening throughout the other days then? Because it's still the 9th of November.
So on the 7th itself, we're working with Unity. Unity is a game engine, one of the biggest game engine developers. I think they hold almost 45% of all market share.
Yeah, if you play any mobile games on your phone, any, you know, heavy graphics mobile games, it's probably from Unity.
Correct. But you know what? It's great about Unity. It's also across all platforms. Yeah. So if you create on mobile, it can also work on a console, it can work on PC. So the great thing about Unity is that it allows that democratization of that. You know, you can actually download your own Unity game engine development tool for free and start developing on it. They have a Unity personal edition that allows that. So on the 7th itself, we're working with Unity to actually get people to get certified on Unity.
Oh.
So we've actually discounted heavily together with Unity the cost of getting certified on Unity. So the part of the morning will be talking about how to get certified, what are the topics they're going to get certified, and in the afternoon is when the certification exam happens. So this opens in the possibility to actually level up and also create sort of a way to validate your skills on Unity platform. So we're doing that on the 7th.
And what's happening on the 8th and on the 9th of November?
So it will culminate to the 8th and 9th, which will be the level up Pure conference, right? And this is where we have more than 40 regional, international, and local speakers.
Mm, wow.
From around the world coming and converging to KL for, you know, days of learning, sharing, and networking. And, you know, this is going to be, I would say, some have told me this will be the GDC of Asia.
Wow.
Because, you know, right now I heard the GDC in China is sort of collapsing. And, you know, this could be that portion. In the region, there is actually another conference called Casual Connect that happens in Singapore. But it's very much focused on sort of mobile and casual.
Right.
We're trying to be as open as possible in terms of the topics that we have. So the theme is leveling up locally, gaming globally.
Aha!
So there's two tracks. One is an indie track, so for independent game developers, and one is the international track, where we have a lot of the big heavy hitters in terms of the AAA sort of companies like Activision, like Riot, like Sony, that will be speaking on that. So we have these two tracks that will sort of like be interesting for different groups.
Mm. Now, Hasnul, there's surely something that, you know, Malaysia is doing right, that we're now on at this path. We can attract these many, you know, speakers and do events like this. We'll find out what exactly we're doing right in just a moment. I'm speaking to Hasnul Hadi Samsudin, the Director of Creative Content and Technology for MDEC. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Hasnul Hadi Samsudin. He's the Director of Creative Content and Technology for MDEC, and we're talking about what's going to happen in Level Up KL 2016. It's happening on the 5th till the 9th of November, and early on, Hasnul, you were talking about, you know, the first 2 days there is, you know, the Game Jam, which is basically a hackathon, you know, focused on games, and then you also have, you know, a Unity certification day, the next following day, and then 2 days of, you know, 40 over speakers, you know, globally, regionally, internationally. How did we get to this stage? Like, you know, how did we manage to even attract all these people to actually come here and, you know, get together to do an event like this? Because I'm sure, you know, it was different if I was speaking to you maybe about 7 years ago or 5 years ago. What have we done right that Malaysia has now been seen like, huh, it can be a gaming hub?
Let me just go back a bit. There's also another event, and I think it actually is one of the reasons why we're also attracting this. So one of the other events within Level Up is called the IMGA Southeast Asia. It's an awards for the International Mobile Gaming Awards, and they won one specific to Southeast Asia. So we'll actually be attracting juries from around the world also to come in to play with games from around the region. We've collected over 300 games from Southeast Asia, and we've nominated about 80 of them. We will be going through, within the jury, going through all these 80 games to designate which is the winner within Southeast Asia.
Wow.
Now, that will also culminate on between the 8th and 9th award. Now, why I mentioned this is because that's an International Mobile Gaming Awards, which was has happened over 11 years.
Wow.
And it's always been doing it in GDC. Because of the stuff that we've been doing for the past 2 years, the focus that MDEC has been giving to the games industry, this has actually helped us a lot in terms of convincing the international community, especially the game development community, that Malaysia is very serious about its ambition to become a regional games hub. We've been actively at most of the games events, the Game Developer Conference in San Francisco. Recently, we were at Tokyo Game Show. We've been there for 2 years. We were at Gamescom last year, also in Casual Connect. And this is where we actually interfaced with the global games industry, publishers like EA, Square Enix, Bandai Namco. And, you know, recently Bandai Namco opened an office here in Malaysia, Bandai Namco Malaysia, which we're very happy to see them invest in Malaysia. And that's going to be their worldwide game art hub.
Wow.
So they will control all their art from this Malaysian office.
Here in Malaysia. There we go.
So that shows sort of our level of talent and also the infrastructure that we have in Malaysia. Now again, it all depends on creating that awareness. So before we didn't go out as much as we did before in terms of selling Malaysia, because we had these I would say diamonds in the rough, things that people did not see. The companies like Lemon Sky, companies like Passion Republic and Streamline, who we've been doing work for Sony on AAA games, really high quality artwork. And all we needed to do is just tell this story out there. And when they see it, it's like, oh my God, these are actually from Malaysia.
You saw the reaction on Uncharted 4.
Exactly.
On social media, it went wild.
Exactly. And now, you know, for example, Streamline just announced that they're co-developing, working together with Square Enix to actually finally launch Final Fantasy 15. And it's not easy to get, you know, a company like Square Enix to give an okay to sort of a partner to say that they've done work with them. So these are things that essentially validate Malaysia in its ambition to become a regional games hub. And because of that, people are starting to open their eyes, open their ears. And then now they're seeing what's happening in Malaysia. Why am I not part of it? And, you know, what will be happening at Level Up is these people who probably would have never heard of Malaysia or have, you know, just heard a bit of Malaysia, now coming and seeing it. And I'm already attracting people who are wanting to come and invest into Malaysia.
Wow.
And this is sort of really, really good news for everyone.
And I guess also it helps because, you know, globally the gaming scene is growing. It's massive. It's, you know, leapfrogged the music industry, the movies industry, almost every other industry. Right. And people are quoting the gaming industry of examples of how, you know, things can grow.
Yeah.
What is it about the gaming industry globally, not just in the region here, that it's just growing on a crazy pace? Is it just because there are so many more gamers out there and there's just so many more options that cater to different type of people, or What has happened? Why did gaming suddenly become a big thing now?
Well, personally, I really think that the gamers of yore grew up, and these have essentially have more disposable income. So, you know, before they had to beg their moms and dad or wait for an ang pao.
We've all gone through that.
Yeah, an ang pao or a Hari Raya packet or, you know, some of the money that you would get from the holidays.
I save up the pocket money.
To buy games, right? And now it's like, my monthly salary. Oh, anytime. There you go. You know, but it's what is interesting is now the gamers of yore, which are the gamers of today, older, are parents. And I think they're seeing that their children, and before, like, our parents are, well, you're playing games, you're wasting your time, now want to guide their kids to have more healthy gaming habits. And I guess this is one of the reasons why gaming is growing, game development is growing. There will always be a place for entertainment, even in the worst of economic situations. Maybe people will spend a bit less, but gamers are always wanting to be at the front line of technology and the graphics and everything. Yeah. So you'll see the first people to spend for, you know, graphics cards, sound cards, the latest CPUs will be the gamers. Mm. And the manufacturers, the game developers know that, and they're taking advantage of that.
Speaking from personal experiences, you know, I just spent 300 ringgit on a season pass that's not even out yet.
Is that Battlefield 1?
But, like, that's how
exactly,
it is.
Exactly,
you know,
right?
I'm willing to spend that money on something that it doesn't even exist here. Like, I can't even hold it. I can't even use it because it's only out next year. But I'm willing to invest that money. So let's move on about, like, you know, Malaysia trying to be this regional gaming hub here. And we're obviously taking the right steps forwards because it feels like we're, you know, slightly a few steps ahead compared to, you know, neighboring regions in the way that we're trying to market ourselves as the hub. We have the talent. We have the infrastructure. We know that. How far away from you before we can sort of really call ourselves, yep, Malaysia is the gaming hub of Asia?
And that's a really good question. And we looked at benchmarking ourselves against sort of more mature game development areas or sectors. Yeah? One of the countries that we benchmarked against was Canada. And it took Canada almost 20 years to become where they are now. They are the hub of AAA. You know, Montreal, Vancouver, hub of AAA. And that's what we want to go to. These are guys who are building the highest end experiential content, you know, bigger than movies sort of thing. And, you know, employing almost 14,000 people, you know, in Canada alone, just doing games. We want to be that. It takes 20 years to do that. So we know our plans for now is accelerating that. You know, we are trying to push as much as we can. And our plan is actually a 10-year plan. And what you're seeing now is sort of like, first, we need to create the awareness and also create the right talent pool. So you'll see coming from next year, a lot of programs that we'll be doing to improve the talent pool. The demand that I'm getting from my companies, they're telling me the demand out there is just phenomenal. You know, content is, you know, as you know, PS4 Pro is coming out, Xbox One Scorpio is coming out, all pushing 4K, meaning that the artwork has to, you know, double, triple the quality and the texture quality and the details. So therefore, there'll mean a lot more people needed. Mm. And in reality, what we're having a road, sort of like a hiccup right now, is the amount of talent that's available in the country. And I think this is one of the things that we want your help and all the media's help and awareness to actually tell people that there is an opportunity. There is opportunity if you love games, if you have the right skills, you should get into the industry. The industry is growing. And what we need now is to make sure that, you know, we have the capacity to match the demand that's coming out there. And the demand is becoming so big right now.
So we know, okay, so for those who still maybe are not sure about the Malaysian gaming scene here, and they definitely should make a visit to Level Up KL 2016.
Yes.
How can they know more information about Level Up
2016? Please come to our website, www.levelupkl.com. All the information is there. You can register there. There's all the information that you need on the Game Jam, on the IMGA, on how to register. It is a paid conference, so you will need to pay. But right now, if you're like one of the
early birds,
you could get some, especially for like MSc companies, they can get some discounts, and also for lecturers from universities, because we want to get the trainers to be trained. So just come to the site. If you need any info, you can also email us at info@levelup.com if you have any questions. So please come. That there's also a Facebook site, Level Up Kuala Lumpur. So if you look for that, you'll see us also there. It's updated, shows all the speakers and sort of the information that's coming up. And don't forget, if you come, you'll culminate into this great party at Zouk. So you guys got to come.
Right? Well, the gamers will enjoy that, I'm sure.
They will.
Anyways, Level Up KL 2016 is happening on the 5th till the 9th of November. You can find out more information at levelupkl.com. That's also on Facebook, or you could just go online and do a search for it. Just search Level Up KL. It will be the first yes, hit thing. Itself.
Yep, that's for sure. We've made sure that happens.
That happens. Yeah. I've been speaking to Hasnul Hadi Samsudin. He's the Director of Creative Content and Technology for MDEC, and we were talking about Level Up KL 2016. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.